Hey, hello, my lovely listeners. How are you doing? What's up in your time? And yes, we are heading towards the weekend, so I'm extremely happy we are there because I have a full weekend of improving the vegetable garden and getting all my sustainable and homegrown food. Before you say that, why that's important, because most vegetables you can buy for a few dollars or euros at supermarkets, farmers market, and so. Well, it's basically one, I don't want to become dependent on all those companies. Not that I have anything about companies, I mean, they do an honorable thing, serving the customers. But if you look at, for example, the beans, nutritional value in 50 years is down by 56%, and I want to get that old beans, I want to get that high nutritional values. And if you look at the garden with now, I expect this year around 100 watermelons with massive heat in the everywhere, so I walk a lot. What's better than grabbing a refreshing watermelon? It tastes something different than the water and the orange juice and all those things. It's healthy and basically it's just water. So with that, we are there. And it's just a great thing to move that sustainable things out. Well, having that said, I got a great announcement for you. Monday I will release the new tunes for the podcast. So we will get there and that will be fun. I will make something new and nice. And then you also get the first interview. I'm going to talk with Twan Manders about the honorable thing to do if you're a patriot and a great citizen. Avoid your taxes. That's all you have to do to be a great person. In a few hours I will interview him. And the idea is now to get the show back to one interview a day. And well, basically on this way, move on and inspire you to do great things. Having that said, the main topic for me in this show is what's happening in the Netherlands and how the government is basically raping the constitution. What you see is that critical publicists like me are getting threats and the government tries to silence you. You see in the Netherlands that a member of parliament, Geert Wilders, is being prosecuted for asking a few easy questions on a campaign event. And when you do this, and you saw now that a member of the Khmer Green, the party that basically says climate change is a big problem, global warming is a risk, and people, we should all go into expensive non-working electric cars, which we power with really dirty electricity from Poland. That's basically what they say. And of course, they want to tax you for every penny you got so that their great, inefficient and bureaucratic machine can work. And what they say now, they want to ban critical and non-supportive things about measurements on global warming. And you can agree on global warming or not. You can believe in climate change or not. I sincerely believe in climate change. The world, the climate is changing since the bloody earth was born and was basically melted together from a few breaks from the space that knocked together. So that's all happening. But I also think that we as humanity have great opportunities to sort things out. And people always ignore the fact that it was the Nazi party from Adolf Hitler was the first party that went on with the green agenda, with solar power, wind turbines. I don't know if that's a party with policies you want to follow, then I think it's time for me to grab the bag and fly away, because I don't like that party, not really. I'd rather stay alive, which is already hard enough in the world. So and what you say is that with banning the publication of those critical comments, and I'm pretty sure that Obama had something similar planned in the United States, and the UN is trying to do the same thing, they basically say and they silence one perspective and one point of view. And you can agree, you can disagree. But when you come at the critical value of someone to speak out and have his own opinion, then you go a bridge too far. And you see in the Netherlands and most of Europe, all those anti-publications and limitation of free speech, they are there just after the Holocaust and the Second World War. And basically they say with this that, well, if you let the people speak what they want, then they will burn all the Jews and preferably alive. Well, as a Jew, I can say that I don't think that's safe in Europe. So on that side, it's not working. And it were not the people who were doing it. They were just brave, honest, hardworking civil servants who brilliantly executed the plan developed by an... How shall we call Eichmann? Of Heinrich Himmler. I'm sorry, it was Himmler. A really bad guy, which I'm really happy that he was murdered by his own party. I mean, he was feared, pretty much. I mean, you cannot say to me that the hair of a horse got an infection in him. And if you look at the report about that he made after he passed away, well, basically, I could do a better one, and I'm not medically qualified. So, on that side, we just need to think about how to get those things working. And what you see is that those government bureaucrats, who were responsible in the first case for a brilliantly executed plan, who now say, well, if you say things that we don't like or don't agree with, or then we are just going to prosecute you to hell. And you see that with Geert Wilders about the question, do you want more or less people from a Moroccan origin in the Netherlands? His supporters said no. Well, I have a secret for you. Most of the people that support his political party are doing so because his party is against Muslim faith. You can agree, you can disagree. But that's his opinion. And if you look at how Geert Wilders is living, some insights, for example, his office seems to be checked on bombs twice a day. The water is being checked on poison every hour. I mean, it's insane. It was an anecdote, a quote that I heard from someone who published it on the radio about he's been shopping. So just think about you go shopping for your food. It means that in an industrial area, the roads are blocked. The police comes in escort. The Navy sends a helicopter for evacuation. After, the grocery where he buys the things is closed. People with machine guns go to stand at every emergency door and at the door. Then he can come to the industrial park when they stand there. Then he can go shopping without his protection because they are at the emergency doors and the staff in the shop is changing and they are being verified by Secret Service. I don't want to make a big fuss about this, but that guy is living so for over 10 years. That's insane. And you can say that, well, you disagree with this point of view. I agree with you. I don't agree with him. I mean, he is spending for big social benefits, big money in healthcare, and I just want to cut it all away. So we disagree. That's great. That's called democracy. I mean, that's why I'm not an elected politician for his party. But that someone has to live like this. Only because some people with beers, camels and machine guns, basically that's what the Taliban is, want to kill him. That's insane in my opinion. What we should say, should go for, is just say, hey, I disagree with you. And to give you a quote about how interesting and different political parties we got in the Netherlands, we got a party who thinks that women should just bury kids, do the housekeeping and not work, that think that homosexuality is a disease, and we should spend a lot of money on the army, and the army should basically fight everywhere. And we have a party that's supportive of animals. They never quoted an animal if they want that animal to have their own party. Both parties can work and have members and can do the thing. And you can say that you don't agree with them. Fine, go ahead. I don't give a damn. Let everyone have his own party. We even have a party that's almost financed by Erdogan, which is with his fifth cologne who's marching up and going to break down society. That is his party one. They are democratically elected, so there's nothing I can say against it. Unfortunately, and this is one of the big problems of society in the world, if the leftist people are doing those things, then it's great. It's all fine. If right-wing people do it, then it's wrong. Just look at Nigel Farage with his Brexit party went on campaign. He got a milkshake in his face. And a person said, that was a complaint. That's a really nice milkshake. I really look forward to it. Well, then drink your bloody milkshake. But just imagine that this would happen with Corbyn. Then the world would be too small about it. And there would be good reason to be that the world should be too small about it. Because politicians should be allowed to go on campaign and get votes. If you don't agree with them, don't vote with them. Fine by me, I don't care. Everyone has the right of his own opinion. And you see now slowly on what you see now, that's the most shocking case. It was in around the European parliamentary election. There was a bar in Flanders. And they had a lot of, they said, well, there are elections on, so those who are from our area, we're going to give them one evening, say your thing, and let's talk. So, from Vlaams Belang, there was a guy, and basically the leftists just demolished and rioted to break down the place. So, what did he do? And I thought that was brilliant what he did. He called some friends, and they started fixing it. Just fixing it, new paint on it, because... And no one is really shocked about this. No one is fearful about that this is happening. This seems to be normal. I mean, I'm seriously considering running for putting myself out for city council and parliament myself. And I'm just thinking, I already 90% of my fan mail is Tourette's. What will it happen after this? And this is something that you need to consider prior to judge about all those people and all those opinions. It's democracy. And what we see is that the ongoing that civil servants keep pushing and trying to push everyone towards a certain agenda, an agenda that they support. I mean, to show you the why I think that we have fake courts in the Netherlands with preset court rulings. There was a judge on a television program from Dutch Public Broadcasting, so really leftist. And it was about the job of a judge. And the idea was, you talk with a few, you make that an interview of 30 to 60 minutes, and then you can get the insight on what they think. Interesting concept, really, I must admit. So she said she could not imagine that someone who is supportive of the Geert Wilders' agenda and his campaign is going to become a judge. So she doesn't say that someone is good in law, no, due to the political opinion. This judge was ruling if Geert Wilders were guilty, yes or no. Just think about this for a complete second. I think that she has her own opinion, and can she set her opinion aside? I doubt it. And that this is normal, and no one is really complaining about this. You see, and then what you see more and more with the Geert Wilders trial is that there was political pressure, and that means that for me, we can better go to change the name of Amsterdam to Harare and get Robert Mugabe over to run this country, because it seems to be that we are running that way, and sadly enough, that means poverty, demolitions, and a lot of rioting. Just what you see in South Africa, where genocide is happening every day in the country, major problem. Bad economic policy and HIV are not being cured. So, well, that's it for today. I will talk to you on Monday. And don't forget, Monday, new tunes, all of new stuff. And next week I'll also make some other announcements. I will talk to you, and I will also say cheers, and have a lovely weekend.